We show up this morning on what is, in the Christian tradition, Palm Sunday, believed to be the day Jesus showed up to his followers in Jerusalem, riding in on a donkey or colt, in keeping with his status as a humble teacher. Whatever we you use may believe or not about Christian scripture, it is a moving story, both celebratory, his followers joyously laying palm leaves before him, and ominous, in that his enemies are angered by this welcoming, angered by someone whose presence challenges their well-established power. They are plotting to kill him. Supposedly, Jesus, not being merely a normal human being, could see how the whole picture would play out, and he weeps for the future of those who do not recognize his message of peace. And indeed, today we weep for the fate of all those who cannot recognize the necessity of peace, and even more for all the precious lives they destroy, including ultimately their own descendants. Thus it is in many ways similar for us, except we never really know what will occur because we showed up. It could be something wonderful happens. It could be something terrible, even fatal. Renee Good and Alex Preddy showed up along with many others to protect their neighbors, aware there were risks, but none assuming they were about to be murdered. Yet show up they did, as do we, to our families, our friends, our jobs, our churches, at protests, on vacation, at concerts and sporting events, at celebrations and memorials. A failure to show up at any given time might mean we dodged a metaphorical or even literal bullet. But not showing up consistently for the things that matter to us means a stunted, shallow, lonely life. There are many things calling to us on Sunday morning, be it from just sleeping in, to outings with the family, to innumerable competing activities and events. I fully agree with Jane that, quote, the act of worship in community is fundamentally important to human flourishing, and, quote, showing up is more important than metaphysics, and singing some songs is more important than doctrine, unquote. Consistently showing up on Sunday morning is my favorite spiritual practice. Take a moment to ponder this. You are here in this room, made sacred by our common worship within it. You probably slept last night. I hope you did anyway. And this morning, you chose to be here. You might have chosen to do lots of other things instead. What did bring you here? What keeps you returning? How did your path lead you to this place and time, right here and right now, where it is momentarily intersecting with mine and with everyone else's in this room? It is truly a miracle to be alive in this moment, right here and right now. Countless connections had to be made to create you and you and you, and for us to arrive in this shared time and space. For me, that is the sacred, the relationships between us. The relationships between rock and water and wind and other living beings that allow us to live. Relationships that started on their own before there was life on Earth. Relationships between elements that evolved into life over billions of years. into an amazing array of life forms, some sentient, some intelligent enough to make conscious decisions, some that we cherish, others that we rightfully fear, all the more miraculous if there was no guiding hand. None of us chose to show up in this life initially, but it is through consciously showing up for each other now that we create the relationships that sustain us throughout life and give us a degree of confidence that how we show up today may make a difference for someone else, whether immediately or long after we are gone. Of course, we can't know the difference we make in any ultimate sense, though we do experience our impacts, for better or worse, on others we encounter on our journey. Each time we show up is essentially a leap of faith, and it is these leaps of faith that have both allowed our species to survive and may prove to be our final destruction, since the outcomes could be so dramatically different. How we show up matters. Showing up at Sunday service is a communion of souls longing to be connected, inspired, encouraged, drawn to both serve and to be served. It is a valid presence in and of itself. It's also practice for how we show up in the world outside the church's walls. We take time each week to remind ourselves how we want to show up, with love and compassion, with courage and equanimity, with pride in our values and humility for our shortcomings, anger at injustice, but not with each other. You showed up this morning, maybe out of habit alone, maybe out of curiosity, maybe longing for comfort or hope, maybe just a desire to hang out with friends. Regardless, you took a leap of faith to be present, to connect with something positive and meaningful to you. And that makes a difference for me and for all those who are here too, as I hope my showing up makes a difference for you. I know I need this time to reflect on how I show up in my personal and professional relationships and in the broader world. And I rarely miss a service at my own church unless I'm a guest at another, as I am today. Without this opportunity to engage in the spiritual practice offered by this weekly ritual, it would be easy for me to fall into cynicism and despair, or to treat others thoughtlessly or transactionally without concern for their full humanity. Like many of you, I showed up yesterday at a No Kings action. For me, the one in Contra Costa County, where the Mercury News estimated 10,000 people lined up along Contra Costa Boulevard, the main business street between Concord, Pleasant Hill, and Walnut Creek. Yes, I did enjoy myself, but I can still think of all sorts of activities I would enjoy even more. Showing up in the face of war, authoritarianism, corruption, racism, sexism, homophobia and transphobia, cuts to all our social services, reversals to any effort to mitigate the pending climate disaster, and amidst economic hardship and uncertainty, is something I and most of us are called to do. But it's not easy, and it is becoming increasingly risky, even for those of us who are not used to being at risk. That is why I think the murders of Renee Good and Alex Preddy hit a nerve. Not because those of us less at risk can't or don't care about people who have faced danger and oppression their whole lives. But because these two were not, and that shocked many into a new awareness of their own risk. Renee Good and Alex Preddy were white, born into US citizenship, young and healthy, getting by economically. They showed up and paid the ultimate price for having done so. And since they did, now we know on a deeper level that none of us are exempt. But if we fail to show up, we are complicit in our own and others' demise. Sustained action by increasingly large numbers of people is likely to be our most effective survival strategy. Only a massive amount of showing up could begin to reverse or mitigate the damage already done. And even then, there are no guarantees of victory. Everybody counts. Numbers matter. Each time we take action, there must be more of us. Our next major such opportunity is on May Day, the international working class holiday founded here in the US. A national call has been issued, modeled after the Minneapolis action on January 23rd, for people across our country not to go to work or to school or to go shopping. Every day we are compelled by the nature of our economic system to have to show up for activities that may in many ways benefit us, but often worsen our collective circumstances. What if we all showed up in the streets on May Day instead? One day, maybe a week the next time? And we must show up regardless of what we believe the outcome will be. Grounded in the equanimity gained by knowing we have no more control over the ultimate outcome than we have control over our own personal mortality. After all, think about this. We still live in the face of our own inevitable deaths, yet with love for our companions, commitment to our work, passion for our interests, with curiosity, inspiration, and empathy. We wrestle with both the angels and demons life hands us, devastated by grief, tossed into despair by our losses and defeats, but often emerging with new possibilities for love and fulfillment, tempered by loss into greater understanding and compassion for self and for others. And we do that even if life is empty of any cosmic meaning. We create our own meaning, valid in the present moment, and we live with the faith, never the certainty, that what we do matters. We spread the palm leaves of welcome and hospitality. We grieve and rage at the ongoing crucifixions. We weep for our enemies as well as our comrades. It all starts with showing up, first for each other, then ever expanding the circle of our concern. It starts here, in this room, every Sunday. And may it continue to be so. Amen.